Now we're going to hear from 38-year-old Dave Hathaway. It's part of our series called The Struggle to Stay. Last week, we learned more about Dave, a coal miner who was laid off when the mine he worked at closed.
Pretty much everyone you knew was a coal miner. I mean, everyone's dad was a coal miner at the time. And, heck, I used to have Kennywood days for coal miners, and it was just awesome.
Even without a job, Dave is determined to stay in Greene County, where he gets to see his son Grant on a regular basis, where his wife Ashley and now their brand new baby live. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier picks the story back up with a visit to his home just after their new baby was born.
What do you say? Can you talk yet? You can't talk. You're not even saying much.
Dave's situation changed a lot when his wife Ashley gave birth to the couple's first child, a boy. They named him Deacon. Ashley was working and Dave wasn't, so Dave watched Deacon most days. I visited a few months after Deacon was born. Inside their two-story house on the edge of the town of Waynesburg, Dave is feeding the baby out of a bottle in his living room. The NFL Network is on.
Oh, dude, hammered this. Oh. This is the most he ever ate.
Really?
Yeah.
When I first met Dave, he had a short goatee, but now he let his beard grow out.
I like when he gets milk drunk and just passes back out. A little coma.
Dave joked. He called himself the Manny, like nanny but with an M. Get it? Manny?
You proud of yourself? Huh? You proud? Let's burp. Get a burp. Don't puke on me.
How you doing changing diapers and everything?
Oh, okay? I was a pro on the first one, man. Yeah, pretty good. It doesn't bother me. The dog crap bothers me worse than...
But Dave is still looking for work. I gave Dave an audio recorder and asked him to record himself. He'd made this recording of trying to get in touch with someone about a job application he'd submitted a while back. You can hear Deacon in the background.
And I've been trying to get a hold of these people for about 2 weeks now.
Please leave a voice message for...
And once again, no answer. And it's the story of my life.
All this time, Ashley continued to work for the coal company. It had gone through bankruptcy and was now called Contura. Ashley was hired at the company out of college. Like Dave's dad, her dad worked at the Emerald Mine, too. She said when she first started, it was a good place to work. But the mood dampened when the mine started laying people off.
They would slowly lay off the office people as well. Just seeing people leaving in the way that they did it. It didn't seem like the same place as I started.
She says it's been tough at home, too, since Dave got laid off.
I mean, we've survived, but having a new baby was definitely, it was a blessing, but it's hard because you have to think about him now and you're spending more money because of that.
By this time, Dave had been without a steady job for 10 months. All the while, he didn't find a single promising lead for a job that could replace working as a coal miner. Compared to a lot of people in Greene County, coal miners make a lot of money. Dave made around $33 an hour at his mine. The yearly take-home is around $75,000 a year, and it can get up into six figures with enough overtime. While he was looking for a job, he only saw offers for the kind of low-wage, low-benefit work that's available in a place like Waynesburg, like a part-time job at Home Depot or Lowe's. He wouldn't take a job like that because he said he could lose the health benefits he was still entitled to for the first year after his layoff. So it was just Ashley's income, unemployment for a while, and he was cutting grass to make a few extra bucks. Still, Dave didn't really think about moving away to find work. He loves Greene County, and his son Grant lived nearby with Dave's ex. And Ashley, too, wanted to stay here. Her family lived in the area. Eventually, Dave's unemployment ran out. He started to get worried. It wasn't just the money. It was also feeling he was unable to provide for his family, which, as a man, he felt was his responsibility.
For, I think, the man of the house not to have a job is pretty disheartening. I mean, it's a hit to my ego, really. I mean, Ashley's the breadwinner. I mean, it's cool she has a job, but, I mean, I need to chip in.
Then one day, he was offered a job working at a warehouse. The money would have been decent, and it wasn't at a mine, so he wouldn't have had to go underground.
Which I'm not scared to go back underground, but if I don't have to, I don't want to. Yeah. But that's it, man. That's the only, out of a whole full year of applying for jobs, that's the only company that's called me back on anything. I mean, that's anything, including Walmart. I haven't went to, like, fast food restaurants yet, but I might have to go flip some burgers, you know what I mean? But as of right now, we're still making it. I figure probably in a month or so, it's going to wear on us. So, we'll see.
Are you like, burning through savings and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's already ripped through. Pretty much. I mean, we probably have maybe like 2 months with our bills and everything, and then everything will be wiped out.
I should probably mention this was back in 2016. You might remember Donald Trump was promising to put miners just like Dave back to work. Throughout the campaign, Dave told me he wouldn't vote for either Trump or Hillary Clinton. He said he didn't trust that anything Clinton said was what she actually thought. And Trump said outlandish things and seemed like a wacko. That was Dave's word. Trump was in favor of coal, but Dave questioned if the president could really bring the industry back. Dave still held out hope he would get rehired by the coal industry, but it didn't really directly relate to the campaign. You see, Dave is in a union, the United Mine Workers of America. So when his mine closed, he was basically put on a waiting list for another union mine nearby. His old company still owned the Cumberland Mine, a few miles from his house, and they were still under contract with the union. Eventually, Dave could be offered a job there. Eventually. But he had no idea when or if, and he was pretty far down the list.
Now, I mean, I'm on the panel for Cumberland, but I'm like, my seniority, I'm probably sitting there like 70. So, yeah, I don't think I'll ever see Cumberland. I'm not even really, like, that's not even, like, a main focus for me. Like, it's actually, like, way down on the totem pole for me. I'm not hoping for it.
As the year wore on, he saw his number get smaller and smaller. And so, feeding an infant on his knee, he kept putting in applications and wondering if the Cumberland Mine would call. And they did. But more on that next time. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Reed Frazier.
We'll hear what happens next with Dave Hathaway next week here on Inside Appalachia. Thanks to the Allegheny Front for partnering with us on that story. The Allegheny Front is produced out of Pittsburgh and reports on the environment. You can find more at theAlleghenyFront.org.